Meet Dem Cher, Biden's ceasefire remark was telling left what they wanted to hear. By Ian Hanchett on February 27, 2024. On Tuesday's broadcast of CNN's The Lead, Michigan Democratic Party Chair Lavora Barnes stated that President Joe Biden's comments about a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the timing of it suggests to me that he's heard the voters. Not just in Michigan, but all over the country. But loudest, of course, here in Michigan, where a community has made it very clear that these are the words they wanted to hear from him. Host Jake Tapper asked, "How concerned are you about this campaign to encourage Democrats to vote uncommitted instead of for President Biden to send a message that he should stop funding Israel and he should support an immediate ceasefire in Gaza?" Barnes responded, "Jake, we worked hard to be part of the early state process of the Democratic primaries for just this reason. So that our voters could have their voices heard, so that our voters could participate early in the process and make sure that the candidate was listening to them and listening to their issues, and that's what's happening now. These folks have made their voices heard, and I believe President Biden has heard them. Based on what he said yesterday about a ceasefire and the possibility of that happening as early as next week, it's clear to me that he has heard the voices of these Michiganders who have spoken up loudly. And I'm thrilled that they're participating. I'm thrilled that they're going to vote and pulling a Democratic ballot. And I'm looking forward to taking that enthusiasm into November, where we will win by beating Donald Trump, once again, here in Michigan." Tapper then asked, "So, you think that President Biden's comments about the ceasefire yesterday to the press, and then also on the Seth Meyers show, you think that was a direct result of this campaign in Michigan to encourage people to vote uncommitted to protest his position when it comes to Israel and Gaza?" Barnes answered, "I believe this is a president of compassion and empathy. He's shown it over and over again. I know that he's been working on this for a long time behind the scenes. And I think that yesterday's language that he used and the timing of it suggests to me that he's heard the voters. Not just in Michigan, but all over the country. But loudest, of course, here in Michigan, where our community has made it very clear that these are the words they wanted to hear from him." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.